Good morning, everyone. It's good to see everyone here. It's beautiful, beautiful July Sunday. I guess, you know, they say July dressed up and playing her tune. She certainly is. We've waited a long time. We have several concerns here this morning. One is for Bob Downing. He is at Bay Med with a broken pelvis after he fell at home. This will be a lengthy recovery, so please remember him and Karen both in prayer. Margaret Sefton was in the Covenant Hospital. She did have a heart attack. She had stents placed and is home now. We're asking for prayers. This is a joy and a prayer concern. Catherine Phillips, great nephews, twin boys, Caleb and Connie. They were born premature and they're in the U of M hospital. So we're always thankful for new life and new babies, and we just hope that these babies get a good start in life here. So certainly prayers for the whole family. A joy that I have this morning is Captain Tammy Schramm King is home safely from being deployed in the Middle East, and she's back here with her family. And so we are so thankful to Tammy for her service and so thankful to the Lord that she has arrived safely home. So welcome home, Tammy. We have here an invitation to all women to attend Mission U 2019. The information is on the back of your bulletin. Our local unit will pay $20 of the $35 charge to attend this. Please see Linda Schramm or call the church office for details. So women, please mark your calendars. These are usually real, informative, and just very uplifting, powerful experiences for all of us. And then my own personal soapbox, I'm asking for worship leaders. I know we've all been busy through the summer, but I'm telling everybody, and they're laughing, we don't want this to turn into the Ivan and Amy show up here. So I'm looking to fill some dates in August and into September. So if you can help out, please see me or give Mary a call at the office. I would appreciate it very much. Okay. Any more announcements that anyone has? Okay, well then we will ask for birthdays. Anyone having a birthday this week? Al Nickel. Last Friday. Okay, and you turned 21, right? Yeah. Okay. Anyone else with a birthday? Okay, no one's admitting to it. All right, so we'll go ahead and we will join in singing happy birthday to Al.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you.
Okay, and many, many more, Al. How about wedding anniversaries? No one for late July. Okay. All righty. Also want to ask, as we're here, to have everyone please sign the attendance books that are in the pew. They're red, and you just sign them and pass them to the end of the pew and leave them there. The ushers will pick them up at the end of the service. All righty. Our first praise song this morning, please stand as you're able. It's number 328, Surely the Presence of the Lord.
Thank you.
standing, our second praise song is number 405, Seek Ye First. Our call to worship this morning. Have the congregation please respond in the boldface type that's in the bulletin. The disciples said to Jesus, Lord, teach us to pray. Made known to us as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Our opening hymn is number 369, Blessed Assurance. And be seated. Normally, this is our time for our children's message. Would the children like to come forward if we have any? Okay. Okay. In the meantime, I do want to remind everyone that we are taking orders for United Methodist, Sandusky First United Methodist t-shirts. We have a clipboard in the narthex, so if you'd like to sign up, please do so. And I also have Karen Harriman. She would like to come up and make an announcement, please.
Good morning, everyone. I just wanted to say thank you so much to this church and to the SPRC and people in the congregation who have supported me. I just got back from Candidacy Summit, Discerning a Call to Ministry, this weekend, and there were some people who had to do some things for me to get there. The church helped participate in getting me there financially. The SPRC had to do some questionnaires. Pastor Sue had to do some things to make that happen. And I know there's people in the congregation who have been praying for me and supporting me in that. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you to everyone.
Okay, well, that's such very good news to hear as you're on your journey. All right, I'm going to turn it over to Linda Schramm.
Good morning. How many people like to get presents, do you think? Do you like to get presents? Who in the congregation likes to get presents? I think we all do. We like presents we expect presents sometimes when we have a birthday, at Christmas time, maybe on an anniversary or something like that. But what I'm talking about is a present that and what my sermon's going to deal with today is we each have a present every day. You ever think about having a present every day? Just that we wake up in the morning and we have a whole new day that God has given us. Do we ever think each day is a present? I know as we get older, we certainly do. But as kids, we kind of take it for granted. And so we're going to be talking about each day being a present and how grateful we are to God for that. And so just be thinking about presence and each day being a present in our life. Okay? So will you pray with me? Gracious God, we thank you that each day you give us is a present from you. Help us open it and discover what you have in store for us, usually something new each day. Thank you, Lord, for the presence that you've given us throughout our life and for the presence that we're living out today and we'll have a new one tomorrow. Thank you, Lord, for all the presents you've given us in our lives. We ask this in the name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Amen. Good job. Thank you.
Yes, indeed, each day is truly a present. It is a gift from the Lord, and we are to use it to his glory and his honor. Our Old Testament reading is Psalm 85. It's found on page 806, and we'd like to read this responsively. So I will start out with verse 1 and have the congregation respond with verse 2 and so on and so forth. Lord, you were favorable to your land. You restored the fortunes of Jacob. You withdrew all of your wrath. You turned from your hot anger. Will you be angry with us forever? Will you prolong your anger to all generations? Show us your steadfast love, O Lord, and grant us your salvation. Surely his salvation is at hand for those who fear him, that his glory may dwell in our land. Steadfast love and faithfulness will meet. Righteousness and peace will kiss each other. Faithfulness will spring up from the ground, and righteousness will look down from the sky. The Lord will give what is good, and our land will yield its increase. Righteousness will go before him and will make a path for his steps. May God add his blessings upon the reading of his word. And now we will have special music from Carol Dorman.
Good morning. We're a little anorexic here this morning. So, okay, Kevin. If I survey all the goodness that comes to me from above, if I could count all the blessings in the storehouse above, I'd simply ask for one favor from him beyond mortal end. I'm sure he'd grant it again and again. I want to stroll over heaven with you some glad day, when all the troubles and all the heartaches have surely vanished away. When joy, the beauty where all things are new, I want to stroll over heaven with you. So many places of beauty we long to see here below, but time and treasures have kept us making plans to go. But come that morning of rapture, together we'll surely be. I want to stroll over heaven with you. I want to stroll over heaven with you some glad day, when all our troubles and all our heartaches has surely vanished away. We'll enjoy all the beauty where all things are new. I want to stroll over heaven with you. I want to stroll over heaven with you.
Thank you, Carol. Recently, in something I was reading, I came across a prayer which I thought affected me a lot. I liked it a lot. And so it's maybe not a typical morning prayer you hear in church, but it has a lot to do with what I'm talking about today, making each day a new gift. And so I share this prayer written by Phyllis McKinley with you. Will you pray with me? Lord, this very day I awoke, alive, here, now, this day. This day I will treat my body with respect, nourish it well, clean it, protect it. A warm shower, a healthy meal, fastening my seat belt every time I'm in the car, wearing comfortable shoes, these will be my little acts of respect for this body that you gave me, Lord, this body you breathed life into at my birth, and life into me each day, including this very day. This very day I awoke, not alone, but unique as I am part of all humanity. Each single person also unique and a part of humanity. Let me respect the body of humanity and treat each single member of it as well as I treat my hands, my face, my feet. As I nourish my body, let me nourish also the greater body. As I pour milk on my breakfast cereal, let me remember also to pour the milk of kindness on my family, my neighbors, my colleagues, the stranger in traffic who cuts me off even, and souls in distant lands with prayers of compassion and thoughts and understanding. This very day, Lord, I will no doubt feel grains of irritation. Let me, with all my skills and my knowledge of life, not overlook the simple wisdom of the oyster. Let me turn the irritations that surround me and would invade my attitude with bitterness or despair into pearls to shimmer in the world, gems to offer to others, proof that life and hope can conquer depression and fear. This very day, Lord, let me remember to smile, to laugh, to sing, to dance, even if my knees hurt. Let me remember to watch the doves winging past my window, to see the coppery glint of sun on a squirrel's tail, to listen to the puppy lapping water from the dish. Let me notice the bright red blossoms in the ditch, even if it is just a weed. Let me be amused by bumper stickers on trucks decked out in shiny chrome and fat backpacks on skinny teen kids. Let me, as I walk to the post office, be delighted by babies cooling in strollers and fussing matrons in flowered frocks and the aroma of hot cinnamon buns from the local bakery. And since I am alive this very day, let me live every moment of it. And will you join me in the prayer that our Lord taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Our next hymn is number 560, Help Us Accept Each Other, and you may be remain seated while we sing it. Thank you. Our scripture reading today comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 11, verses 1 through 13. This is part of the lectionary for this week. Pastor Sue, being a lectionary preacher, I just thought I would use scriptures that are part of the lectionary as I prepared for today. And it took me some places I didn't expect to go. So reading this scripture, in my Bible, this section is labeled Teaching the Disciples to Pray. And so I thought I was going to be talking more about prayer than where God led me this time. But here we go. Jesus was praying at a certain place. When he finished, one of his disciples said, Lord, teach us to pray, just as John did his disciples. Jesus then told them, when you pray, say, Father, uphold the holiness of your name. Bring in your kingdom. Give us the bread we need for today. Forgive our sins, for we also forgive everyone who has wronged us. And don't lead us into temptation. He also said to them, imagine that one of you has a friend, and you go to that friend in the middle of the night, and imagine saying, friend, loan me 3 loaves of bread because a friend of mine on a journey has arrived and I have nothing to feed him. Imagine further that he answers from within the house, don't bother me, the door's already locked and my children and I are in bed. I can't get up to give you anything. I assure you that even if he wouldn't get up and help because of his friendship, he will get up and give his friend whatever he needs because of his friend's brashness. And I tell you, ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. Everyone who asks receives. Whoever seeks finds. To everyone who knocks, the door is opened. The word of God for the people of God. Earlier in the week when I had to turn in the information for the bulletin to be presented, and I was already working on my message but hadn't completed it, I came up with the title, The Choices We Make. As I got finished with it, it seemed like it's kind of maybe more a Pollyanna sermon, perhaps, a gift of each day sermon. So had I given the sermon title later in the week, it would have had a different one, but it still deals with the choices we each make, each and every day. Some of you are probably old enough, like I am, to remember the ministry of Dr. Norman Vincent Peale, and he wrote many books, I think, back in the 50s and 60s, maybe even into the 70s, about the power of positive thinking. Well, along with writing the books on the power of positive speaking, he also periodically sponsored schools of practical ministry designed for pastors and their spouses. And so during one of these sessions of the School of Practical Christianity, his wife helped him work with the spouses as he was working with pastors. And she noticed one of the women attending her session seemed unusually listless and very sad. As she talked to this woman said that she had been depressed for years, so depressed that she was really unable to support her husband in his call to ministry. And instead, she had become a great drain on the relationship in the churches he served. She had been treated by various counselors and psychiatrists, all seemingly with no effect. She just felt miserable all the time. Have any of us run into people who just seem to be miserable all the time. And we want to say an encouraging word somehow, but somehow that isn't what they want to hear at that time. Sometimes, I know sometimes when we get mad, sometimes don't we just want to be mad rather than have it fixed? Sometimes we just have to be mad to get it out of our system. But this is what Ruth Peel told her. Madam, every day you have a choice. You have 30 choices per month, 365 choices every year, and you can choose every morning whether you will be depressed and miserable or whether you will be happy. This was a startling idea to the woman. She had never thought of it that way. And she was open enough to kind of overcome how miserable she always seemed to be feeling that she decided to try it. About 2 months later, she wrote that the simple practice of choice had changed her life. You see, every morning she made a decision to be happy for at least the next 12 hours. As a result, bit by bit, she found that she was feeling happy for at least 12 hours. And for the first time in a long time, she became an enthusiastic part of the church and the ministry of her spouse. And she was thought that this experience confirmed the conviction that if she could start to enjoy and be happy 12 hours at a time, maybe everybody could. Yes, disappointments, crises, even tragedies come sooner or later to all of us. Sometimes they seem to destroy us. They're so tragic and so awful. But they need not destroy our faith, nor the joy in us that is deeper than happiness. Think about such techniques that can give you a good day, no matter what's happening in your life that day, or what will happen that you don't even know about. One thing emphasized in the Bible is that God gives us life in special 24-hour segments. At the beginning of creation, God made the days, as we see in Genesis 1, verse 5. After each of the days of creation, he saw that it was good. We see that in chapter 1, verse 10. When we learn to take one day at a time and to follow scriptural principles of life and happiness, we too can look back at the end of each day, filled though it may be with pressures, problems, unexpected happenings, and thank God for a good day, for getting us through the day, of maybe seeing things in a different way, at least for that day. They say the average life contains between 20,000 and 30,000 days. I didn't stop to mathematically figure out how many I've had yet. But God gives them to us only one at a time. And God's goodness and love fill every one of them. We see that in Psalm 23, the sixth verse. We can either enjoy each day and live it to the fullest, or we can waste it in futility, in misery. And sometimes I just feel like that's what I want to do. I'd rather be mad sometimes. But it's up to us to decide. The Bible was written to show us how we can make each day wonderful. The Bible is a present tense verse, although it tells us about the past and it tells us about the future. It concentrates on today. The Lord restoreth my soul. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord leadeth me right now. You see those in the 23rd Psalm and in the 24th Psalm. The Lord, the earth is the Lord's. And in the 27th Psalm, the Lord is my light. That does not mean that planning for the future is not important. Jesus told many parables about the foolishness of not looking ahead and being prepared. One in Luke 14, 28 through 30 was about a man who started to build a tower but was very embarrassed in his community when he had to leave it unfinished because he didn't initially realize the cost and didn't have the materials nor the funds to get it finished. Many parables talk about people not prepared to do what they intend to do. But Jesus also said in Matthew 6:34, "Take no thought for the morrow, for it will take care of itself." This tells us to take no anxious thoughts about tomorrow, or do not worry about the future. It is not thinking about the future, but worrying about the future that kind of gets in our lives and ruins our way of living. We live to the fullest by living one day at a time. Psychologists tell us that the entire day is conditioned by two particular parts a day, 5-minute segments perhaps. The 2 minutes before you go to sleep at night and the first 5 minutes upon waking, as the psalmist tells us in the beginning of Psalm 92, to give thanks unto the Lord and sing praises to thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness at night. Follow that ancient wisdom to have a great day. When you wake up, give thanks to God for life and strength and health and all God's blessings in your life. And when you go to bed at night, think back over your day. Thank God for the faithful guidance and loving mercies he's given you through the day. Places that you've really felt God present with you and leading you. And maybe some of the places, times in your life, you felt God calling or leading you to do something that you didn't do. And if those are the times when I say, God, give me another chance. I'll try to get it right next time when you're calling on me to do something. Make today and every day a great day by planning to make it great. Good things seldom happen unless we think and work to make them happen, sometimes without even realizing it. Learn how to trust the Lord for guidance in every decision. Each morning, ask God, what are you to do today? Is there someone you can help with a special word, or greeting, or encouragement, or act of Christian love? Does God want you to do something today, something new today? In your errands, is there somebody or in the store he might have you smile at or stop and give an encouraging word or sometimes even help pick something off a shelf for somebody or help pick up something when it happens? A lot of times we just think those are automatic things, but sometimes just in helping other people in what we think are insignificant ways are hugely important to people who can't do that for themselves. If you want to have the best day possible, make God a vital part of it every day. Refuse to even think of doing or saying anything mean or shady. Keep God in all of your thoughts. Make each day a good day by affirming it is a good day, remembering, as we see in Psalm 118, "This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it." In fact, expect it to be the best possible day it could ever be. Intentionally notice the good things each day brings. Enjoy the morning light. Thank God for the smell of coffee, if that's what you like in the morning, or the taste of bacon and eggs, or oatmeal, or whatever breakfast means to you. Enjoy your family and friends and other people you meet throughout the day. And many of us in this county, in this community, are thanking God just for power in our houses as we went up to 1, 2, or 3 days without many of us last week. God wants you to enjoy many good days. 1 Peter 10:30 tells us, "For he would live life and see good days, Let him keep his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking guile. Let him turn away from evil and do right. Let him speak peace and pursue it. To make your day bright, work on it. Do what is right, and don't be negative about anyone or anything. The straighter you live and the more positively you speak, the better and happier and greater each day will become in your life. And of course, as long as we're alive, life is bound to be filled with things that could be and will be upsetting. But they need not upset your inner peace. Remember, Jesus said, in this world you will have trouble, but take heart because I have overcome the world. And when you undress at night, undress your mind as well. Your mental pockets fill each day with the scraps of things that you need not carry around with you forever. At bedtime, review the things of the day, and in your imagination, drop them into the trash, anything that is not worth preserving. Throw out your worries, throw out your fears and your memories of anything spiteful, critical, unjust, unloving, or negative that came your way that day. Then before you finally drop off to sleep, fill your mind with thoughts of goodness and love and faith and hope, thoughts of God. As these thoughts permeate your heart and mind, they will restore your soul while you sleep so that you're ready to face another day that God has given you. And remember, you can only live one day at a time. Yesterday's a memory, tomorrow's a hope. The only reality is right now. Make this each minute a good one. Fill it with love and trust and good deeds. Continue all this, and every day in your life will be full of happiness. Every day, think a good day, plan a good day, pray a good day, and make it a good day, no matter what comes your way. Don't let the situations around you change who you are and what God will have you be and do. And every day you will be able to say with the psalmist, as in 145, every day I will bless you. And now will you, in your hymnal, take a look at wherever it went, 481. We'll pray together the prayer of St. Francis. Will you pray with me? Lord, make me an instrument of thy peace. Where there is hatred, let me show love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we were born to life eternal. The prayer of St. Francis of Assisi comes to us from words from the 13th century, but still alive today. This time, will the ushers come for the gifts and offerings? Thank you.
is God from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures here below. Praise God above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Gracious God, for the life you've given us, for the day you've given us, we return to you these gifts and tithes and offerings. May they be used to further your kingdom as we live out our days in your kingdom. We ask this in the name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. And our closing hymn is 583, You Are the Seed.
You are the seed that the Lord has planted. You are the seed that the Lord has planted.
friends, we've gathered here to worship. We've held high the name of Jesus. We've looked at how we plan to do each day can affect how we live that day. Let us go to live our week day by day, each day a new gift from God. Amen.
Well, thank
you. Well, thank you. Wasn't too Pollyanna, huh? I think she didn't have the thing out of here, did she?
No, I don't think so.
Because